Welcome to episode 49 of Live from the NSYNC Asylum. I'm your host, Paul Kitchen. It's March 26th, 2024. And as David Lynch might say, it's dark. Full moon yesterday. High tide. You know, I know I'm still a little high tide today, I would say. I wasn't planning on doing a podcast as usual, and there is some truth to that. And I'm doing it at night, which I don't usually do. Usually do it after a cup of coffee in the morning when I think I'm fresh. Well, I'm stale, and it's a perfect time to do a podcast, I figure. In the last week, I think it was the 22nd, I released a new single, second single from the upcoming new album. This one's called Long Way From Home. And so I'm going to go ahead and start off with that. I started that track, like many of my songs, a while back and never finished it. And I've had it in my back pocket and figured I'd get around to it. And all I had to do is give it a few minor tweaks. And then I think I've added some new guitars and drums and stuff to it. But this is Long Way From Home, the new single. And there's a new video up on YouTube. You go check that out. But let's get to the song. Here we go.
See you.
From Home, from the upcoming album. Not going to give the title of it yet, but the album's pretty much there. Just doing my usual tweaking near the end, which is trying to get some decent words on there and fixing what needs to be fixed. When I decided to do this, for some reason, I thought about this song, which I hadn't heard in a while, and I went and did a quick master on it so I could share it. This is from around the time that I was working on And We Dream, 1992, which is at this point, you know, over 30 years ago. And this is an alternate version of Sign of the Times, which the first version of that song did appear for the first time on And We Dream in 1993. But I think this recording in my notes is from 92, and I always refer to it as the Crazy Horse version. So I'm not really sure if there's any truth to that, but that's what I wrote back then. There's another alternate version from this time of Nothing's Going On, which is also in a similar, a little bit different than what's been heard. I might have to share that at some point here in the future. But anyway, this is Sign of the Times, alternate version from 1992. Check it out.
There's a brook outside my window, seems to run so peacefully. But if you look, you see the turbulence. If you drink, you'll taste disease. Out of control, the body language, failing to cover up the face. Skin, the spots are changing. The path of the snake will win the race every time.
I can't read
sign of the times. There's too much going on between the lines. I can't see where I'm going. Don't wanna try.
Thank you. magnitude deception. More like a dog attracting fleas. You scratch an itch and leave a trail of lies. Still you think you're fooling me. So you took some things for granted, and you stepped upon some toes. But when you chase the truth, you get dirty. How you keep coming up smelling like a rose?
I can't read
the signs of the times. There's too much going on between the lines. I can't see where I'm going. Help me see where I'm going. Help me see where I'm going. I can't read you sign in the time. Help me see where I'm going. Help me see where I'm going. I can't read the sign of the time.
Time.
I can't see where I'm going. I
That was an alternate version of Sign of the Times from 1992, recorded around the time of And We Dream. And if you heard the podcast about my recent album called Fighting Gravity, that album was originally supposed to be the next album off after And We Dream in the early 90s. And I dropped that like a hot potato too, I guess, and I never finished it, but I got around to finishing it in the last year or two. And the track off that album, Fighting Gravity, is in the similar time as this Sign of the Times. It's recorded after it, but then I finished it. Finished it in the last year or two. And this is called Walking in My Sleep, Fighting Gravity. Check it out.
on my mind. I've been thinking a lot, trying to get straight, trying to be strong, but I don't have a clue. Been walking in my
Walking in My Sleep from the album Fighting Gravity. And that, I looked it up. It came out July the 3rd, 2023. And I finished that, you know, just about, you know, 30 years after I intended to start all that stuff. And so that's an interesting song. I'm going to finish up with a song off of the album Pot Shots from Over the Hill, which was a retread version of something that came out originally in the late 80s, I think, on In a Blue Night. And this is Exquisite Fire from Pot Shots from Over the Hill, which came out in 2020. Check it out. admit my doubts and bringing you here stirs my deepest fear, but it's too late to get out. And where we're going, I really don't know. It's a side of myself I swore I'd never show. Exquisite fire burns at your door. A little good and bad make you ache for more. Exquisite fire still at your door. And there's something about the pain that don't hurt no more. No more, no more. Exquisite fire.
That was Exquisite Fire from the 2020 album Potshots from Over the Hill. And that's a retread version of something that originally came out in 1988. And a retread's basically when I bring in the original multi-tracks and bring them into the present day system and start playing with it and add drums, guitar, sing, whatever I want to do. And that's what that is. Exquisite Fire. That's going to have to do it, folks. It's very hot today in Florida, and I guess it's going to start acting like spring around the world, even though I've seen some snow and up north and bridges collapsing and all kinds of crazy stuff today. But anyway, I hope that your spring is off to a great start. And until we meet again, take care of yourself.
It's happiness. And a life free of suffering. All you want is happiness. And a life free of suffering. Happiness. No suffering.
Listening to Live from the NSYNC Asylum, brought to you by Starfish Real Estate, helping buyers and sellers in Vero Beach, Florida for over 17 years. For more information, visit livinginvero.com. For more music, visit paulkitchen.com.